Carolyn.
And I'm Bethany.
And we are
Sisters in Song.
We are thrilled to be able to talk with Bluesy Nolan on tonight's episode.
Yes, we are. We missed the chance to talk with her at Americana Fest this past fall, so this will be our redemption tour.
Rosie has a very interesting career and a lot of things to say, so this interview will be a lot of fun.
Here's a little bit more about Rosie. Los Angeles country artist Rosie Nolan's LP, Main Attraction, which was released on October 17th, is steeped in Americana roots, Western swing, honky-tonk, and old-time country, paying homage to the great American records of the 1920s through the 1940s. This album is drenched in heartache and longing, core themes that have defined Nolan's songwriting throughout her career.
Designed to take the listener on an emotional journey, Main Attraction kicks off with lively, toe-tapping tracks perfect for a two-step, then slowly descends into haunting ballads that'll shatter your heart. It's a record that lifts you up, breaks you down, and ultimately reminds you that you're not alone. It's the perfect album for anyone seeking comfort in trying times.
Nolan is a California girl through and through, born and raised in East Bay, first in San Francisco, then Berkeley and Oakland, for middle and high school.
We have to take a minute to thank our sponsor, Brought Farm Designs. Brought Farm Designs offers the most adorable, handmade, washable, durable cat and dog bandanas and collar scrunchies. Our dogs look absolutely ravishing in theirs. Don't you want your dogs and cats to look as cool as ours? The coolest thing is that they hook onto the collar so you don't have to worry about them falling off or worry about them ending up in someone's mouth. They are perfect and they are adorable. Did I say they're adorable? Go to BF Designs 7. That's BFDESIGNS 7 on Instagram and send them a message and save 10% off your first order with the code SistersInSong. Our dogs wholeheartedly approve.
Hello and welcome to Sisters in Song. Why don't you take a minute to introduce yourself and tell us where you're coming to us from?
Okay, my name is Rosie Nolan. I'm coming in from Los Angeles, California.
Yes, you are.
Talk about my new record, Main Attraction.
Yay, we're so excited.
Thinking of the new album, tell us all about it. So I know it has sort of an old time feel to it. Tell us what inspired it and if you have any sort of message it's conveying, or all things Main Attraction.
Okay. Well, the album title is a bit of a double entendre. Like I kind of titled the album based off the album. We shot the album cover before I titled the album. And the album cover is me on a coin-operated horse and in front of, like, Tonga Wash, which is basically, like, Los Angeles countryside. And in front are the red curtains and everything. And it has, like, this vaudeville vibe to it and kind of, like, you know, sideshow kind of feel. And so it got me thinking about, like, old like roadside attractions and the signage that would be used for that, like Main Attraction. So that was kind of the feel and what I wanted to project, Main Attraction. And then the other meaning behind the name title is a lot of the songs are written about one relationship I was in and during the course of making the record. So that person was my main attraction.
Okay.
I like the double entendre.
Yes, me too. How did you get started in a career in music from the beginning? What got you? What led you here?
Gosh, I was really involved in the Riot Girl movement of the 90s. So I grew up like going to all ages punk clubs and vets halls and being inspired by bands like Bikini Kill and Sleater-Kinney and Huggy Bear and all of these bands that basically were saying, hey, girls, get together with your best friends and make a band. And if you don't know how to play, like, who cares? And I was like, awesome, I can do that. And so I feel very fortunate that I came up in a time where it was deeply encouraged to make music with friends. And that's something I try and keep I keep trying to keep that thread going, you know, because it's always the best experience. 90% of the time, you're not on stage. You're in a van with these people. You're like on the phone, like figuring out the set list. You're like asking them to help you load your stuff. You know, like you're just having a personal relationship like you would any other person. So it's so important you surround yourself with exquisite people. So yeah, I started out in with punk and Riot Girl, and then as I matured and got older and moved around the country and even out of the country, I got really turned on to early country music, and then more and more like old time, like old Appalachian fiddle tunes and you know, Carter Family stuff and Leuven Brothers and just like the old stuff that like originated from gospel music and just the merging of all the cultures in that genre. So
Yeah.
I love the early stuff.
That's Americana at its
Yes.
finest, right?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
What would you say is the hardest part about being a career musician?
Oh, having a career. You know, I don't know too many people who aren't do have who don't have a side hustle of some kind. I currently am like my side hustle is my credit card. Like I do not have a side hustle. I
I'm going
have
to use that, by the way.
I
That's
know,
great.
I have in the past. I've, you know, had to support myself financially, doing other things. I would say that's the hardest. I would say the second hardest thing is advocating for yourself, you know, even in like in the face of adversity,
Yeah.
it could be tricky, which is
Yeah.
why, again, it's always good to have really good folks around you.
So, talking about songwriting, and you just came out with this brand new album. Did you
Sure.
do a lot of collaboration on it, or is it mostly your voice?
It's all my voice. I do have different people singing backup harmonies. I wrote the majority of the songs. I have one song, which is the second. It was the first single we released, How It Feels to Fall in Love. I co-wrote that with a songwriter here in LA, Ted Russell Camp, so that we worked on together. And then I have one cover song, which is a Hazel Dickens tune. But besides that, it's mainly my songwriting, my voice, and then I had some great singers back me up on some songs.
Very cool.
Adding to that, then, when you are writing, how do you see a song from start to finish? Is it usually lyrics first, melody, or how does that work for you?
Usually it's like melody and chords at this vocal melody and chords at the same time. And if I'm lucky, I might get a chorus and a verse right away, you know? Usually like cleaning up the lyrics and you know, that might take longer, but usually the melody and the chord structure kind of comes together pretty quickly.
Very cool. What if you get stuck? What do you
Oh, I get stuck all the time.
do?
I like will pick up a different instrument. That's kind of how I started playing banjo is I felt very stuck. And I was like, I just want to play an instrument that brings me joy and is like low pressure. Like I don't have to have I don't have no ambition tied to playing the banjo. Like it's just for fun. I don't have to prove myself. And usually when I do that, when I switch gears like that, then something inevitably comes up.
What other
Inspiration.
instruments do you play?
Well, my first instrument was the drums when I was in the punk rock bands. And then I started playing guitar. And then I started getting really into playing old time clawhammer banjo.
Oh, wow.
That's been like the past 10 years. I got a fiddle a couple years ago during COVID, and I'm like, fiddle is like insanely hard, but old time music is super like if you listen to some of that fiddling, it's pretty. It's pretty scratchy. So like I feel like I'm in a good genre for exploring fiddle.
I started on viola, so I hear
Oh, is
you.
that right?
The difficult level. I mean, guitar is really hard too.
Yeah.
It's a
Yeah.
different kind of hard.
For
For
Yeah, I
sure.
mean, everything can be as hard as you want to make it, I guess, but
Yeah.
there's definitely like I have a lot of room to grow with all the instruments. But they all bring me a different kind of joy, you know?
I like the idea of, yeah, having the scratchy fiddle sound, because you're right, it does fit. It
Yeah.
really does.
Yeah.
It fits the
Yeah. I'm like,
sound,
my
yeah.
intonation does not have to be good at all. And it
That's
can still kind of rock. So.
awesome.
Hey musicians, are you looking for quality live show photos to highlight your work? Look no further than Summer Lee. Summer specializes in concert photography, and she's booking now in the Chicago and Nashville areas. She also travels and is tour ready. Find her on Instagram at summerlee.photo or Facebook at Summer Lee Photo. Hit her up on DM for rates and availability. Summer shot for us at Americana Fest last September, and we can guarantee that she is the real deal and a true professional.
On the album, I know they're all your babies, but do you have a favorite song?
Yes, I would say You're Kind of Lovin', which is like, I think it's the eighth song. It's towards the end. That one I love because it kind of captures this aching quality that has been a thorough line like through all my songwriting. Like it just seems like the most economical display of that.
That makes sense. My favorite is it Them's the Breaks? Did I
Them's
get that?
breaks, yeah.
That's my favorite. I was just listening to it on the way over and I was like, oh, this reminds me of being a kid. So
I had so
I'm
much,
enjoying
well,
it
thank you. I had so much fun writing that song because I was like, I have such a visceral memory of that time, you know?
now. Yep.
And the specifics of all of it. And so it was really fun. I was like, what were the shows I watched? Oh yeah, I watched, you know, it was like Star Trek and then it was Magnum PI and then it was, you know, like
Yep.
and
Three's Company
every
was in there.
Three's
Yeah.
Company,
Yep.
yeah.
That
But
was great.
those kind of sitcoms were so comforting, you know, in a way that I don't know that I mean we don't even have sitcoms anymore, but at that time as a
Yeah.
kid, it was like it was
Yeah.
scheduled, you knew when it was happening. And you were dialed in, you
You were
know?
there. That's right.
Yes. And
That's
I mean,
right.
we still go back and watch some of them now, Family Ties and
Oh my
Three's Company and
God.
Golden Girls.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah, those are the
Yeah,
were
that
the good
song
old
really
days.
brought me back. I was like, oh, this is great. So glad it made the
Yeah.
album.
Yes. Have you ever like had a plan for a song and then when you went in to record it, it completely changed? Has that ever happened to you? Compared to like how you first wrote it or thought it was going to sound?
A little bit. I mean, things happen in the studio. Like, we went in to record How It Feels to Fall in Love. And, like, we always play it live with drums, but we realized it sounds kind of great without drums. So we just added percussion, you know. And it's super full and doesn't need it, you know. And then there were some other songs like, you know, where I'd go in and be like, okay, I want these really like complicated arranged background vocals. We did it all. And then I was like, that sounds too forced. And then we'd get rid of it, you know? So that happens, I think, a lot.
I always wondered how that worked. If people like, if you the song is like set in stone, you go in there and you just record it, or if it really changes a lot during the process.
Yeah, I think all of that can happen, you
Yeah.
know?
Yes.
So when you're getting on stage, do you have any sort of like rituals that you do before you get on stage or any pump up songs?
Oh, that's funny. Sometimes it's funny. Like through the course of making this record, I could not listen to music. It was like I was like, I can't listen to music. There's too much. I'm like working through too much. I'm like comparing too much. I was like, I can't have influence beyond what I've had. Like my cup is runneth over. And recently, I feel like now that the record's out, I'm like, oh, I want to hear other people and I want to hear other songs, which is nice because I was worried that I was like not going to ever listen to music again. I was like, that's probably not good. But it changes. Like I've gone through periods where I do all these vocal warm-ups and then, but I think the most consistent kind of prep is the makeup and putting on the outfit. There's something that happens when I get dressed up and I do the makeup that I get into character, you know? And that's such a majority of what my performance is like how I present and interact with the crowd.
Curious, who do you bring on stage with you? Like, what is your band set up?
So it changes, but lately it's been a five piece, and it started as a string band without drums, but now we have I play acoustic guitar, and then I have a mandolin player, a guitar, sorry, no, a mandolin player, a fiddle player, upright bass, and then drums. I really like the warmth of a string band, and I've had guitar players, but I'm like really, I don't know, guitarists freak me out. So it's like you have to be really like cool. I don't know,
So,
guitar players scare me. So, but I love the fiddle, the mando, like all that.
very cool. Very cool. So, is there a song or an artist out there that made you go, this is what I want to do for a living? An influence that you had in the past or now?
Gosh, I think I knew I so I think when I was 16, I performed my first show at this club, this punk club called Gilman Street in Berkeley, California, all ages. And I remember it was the first time I'd written a song and performed it like vocals and guitar. I'd just been drumming up to that point. And I had one of those like out of body cosmic experiences that I think a lot of musicians have. I had it really pretty young where I was like, I haven't known what I want to do about anything before or since then. But like that, I was like, my friend Michelle was the guitar player in the band. I was like, Michelle, this is it. This is what I'm gonna do. Like, da-da. She's like, all right, okay, cool. But it's been this like it's always been there. Even when I've kind of walked away from music, which I have in the past, I've just been like, ugh, I'm not doing this. It always comes back. It's always been consistent throughout my life. So I would say, like, I wouldn't say there was one person that made me want to do it, but I'd say there were experiences that I had early on that made me realize it's who I was, you know?
Something leads you back every time. That's fantastic. That means it's in your soul. I
That's
love
right.
Yeah.
that. Hey, listeners, Sisters in Song is brought to you by Pink Whisk Confections, our sponsor. Small batch scratch cookies, cheesecakes, and other desserts are available upon request. Custom orders for color and flavor are welcome anytime. Cookies are $15 for a box of 8 cookies and are individually packaged within the box. You can DM at Pink Whisk Confections on Instagram for placing all your orders. Make sure you use the code Sisters in Song Podcast for 5% off your first order. And you can also get these gluten-free. So anybody out there who has a gluten intolerance, you can ask for a special gluten-free order. Go check it out. I'm not kidding you. These are probably the best cookies you'll ever eat.
And I know that your music obviously has evolved because you talked about you started in punk and you got to country. Was there someone that introduced you to kind of the Americana? Or did you just find
Lucinda
it
Williams. Oh, cool.
on your Yeah.
I was in New York. I was living in New York at the time, and I had a friend who just bought, gosh, which record was it? I'm gonna space on the name. Came out in the early 2000s, and he put it. It was a CD because people were buying CDs back then. He put it on. I think it was like World Without Tears or something like that. He put it on and I was like, who is this? And it was the first time I heard somebody with that kind of raw, she had like the kind of raw confessional songwriting that I always thought, you know, I would write at home in my diary or write these little songs, and I always was like embarrassed because they seemed, you know, they didn't seem finessed, or it was just this confessional rawness. And I really, really related to, she writes a lot about her experiences in relationships, heartache, you know, just the struggles of life. And she really got me going on the whole country music thing.
Very
That's a
cool.
very good
That's
influence.
right. Should we do our rapid fire
Yes, we
questions?
should.
All
Let's do it.
right. So these are our rapid fire questions.
Okay.
You don't have to think really hard. Just answer whatever comes to the top of your mind.
Yes, okay.
All right, you're gonna start?
I'll start. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Vinyl, cassette, CD, or streaming?
Vinyl.
First album you ever bought or ever remember buying?
Oh, it was Pixies' Doolittle.
Then go to karaoke
There we
song.
go. Thank you. Shoot,
probably Islands in the Stream.
You love
Fun.
it.
Yeah.
Writing at night or writing in the morning or in the afternoon?
Night.
Right. Cool.
Do you write lyrics on paper, phone notes, or voice memos, or all of the above?
I start handwritten always.
Us too.
Okay, what? Well, I
Yeah.
already asked you that one, so I'm not going to ask you again. What do you prefer, dogs, cats, fish, birds, or reptiles as pets, not to eat? People always ask us to eat. Terrible.
I like cats and reptiles.
Awesome. Describe your sound in three words.
Old time country.
Love it.
What advice would you give to new musicians or songwriters?
Trust yourself, trust the process.
Awesome. Okay, so now we would love for you to share a song with us. Tell
Okay.
us what song you want to share and a little bit about it.
Geez, I don't know. What song do you guys want to hear?
I mean, we could do Them's the Breaks. That's my favorite. Do
Yeah,
that one.
let's. Do you
Okay.
want to do that one?
Yeah,
If it's
yes.
something you like, I mean, that makes more sense if you feel.
Yeah,
Yeah, we
let's
love it.
include it.
Let's.
You tell us
Okay.
a little bit about how that one came to be.
Okay, I was actually meditating, and I just got that picture of in my head of a TV, like old TVs on channel 3 with the static, and I was kind of
Yes.
doing that like meditation on the static for whatever reason that had come up for me, and I want, and that's such like a strong memory for me, that television set and that time growing up where my parents had split up, and you know, we used to beg my mom to get us Happy Meals at McDonald's on the way home, and she'd just be like, "All right, fine," and we'd do that. And then the TV trays that my grandmother gave us, and her old TV that was so beat up with the knob that had come off, and we had to use pliers to ch like just all the things of growing up in a household where things, you know, you're just trying to get through the day and make it work. And so I wanted to capture just the feeling of that. And yeah, Them's the Breaks was just like, it's kind of like, hey kid, like I know things are tough now, you know, but like, you know, don't, there's hope. There's hope for you yet, you know.
Love it.
And I definitely identified with the song. It's great. And our mom used to say, them's the break. So,
All right. Yeah.
so I love it.
Get those pliers from the shelf, first kids wanna watch something else. We lost the dial way back when Mac and PI is only 10. They're static on channel 3. Bunny ears are made from hangers, 8 p.m. is perfect strangers. Mama took us to Mickey D's, Happy Meals for Mac and me, then home to our Zenith TV. Don't sit too close, they say that you can blame. Them's the breaks when you're young and stuck inside. Mama's working late tonight, Papa's at the bar getting tight. Sister's teasing up her hair, brother's in his crib without a care. Jack and Janet keep me company. Don't sit too close, you say you won't be mine. Them's the breaks when you're young and stuck inside. come and play. Daddy moved out just today. I hurt my knee during prison ball. Kate told me I need to learn to fall. I'd rather go and watch TV. Doors are too close, you're wasting precious time. Up to move across town. Down the road there's a big playground. The neighbor kids go to story time. I got a room that's mine, all mine, and a movie theater up the street. Those are too close, you're wasting precious time. You're still a kid, don't let that pass you by. Turn off the lights and dry your cheery eyes. Them's a breeze when you're young and stuck inside.
Okay, now it's time for your shameless plug. Where can we find your social media, your website, all things?
Sure. Website is rosienolan.com. And social media, Instagram, Rosie Nolan Music. And that's the same for Facebook. You can check me out on YouTube. I don't know, Rosie Nolan. I'm sure you'll find me if you search for it. And yeah, I think that's the majority. If you want to find out about shows and that kind of stuff, my website's probably the best place.
Awesome. What's coming up next for you?
Yeah. Well, currently I'm actually moving to Nashville, like three days. So if I were to turn the camera around, you would just see the mess of boxes and like, I was like originally going to get all dressed up and put makeup on. And I was like, I can't even do it. I'm just going to show up like myself for this interview.
That's very fantastic. You look great.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Yeah. So what's next is I'm moving to Nashville. My record just came out. I just shipped them all to my sister who lives in Nashville. And once I get settled there, I'm going to start building some little tours to promote the record.
So, very cool.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you've probably been there before.
Well, oh yeah, yeah. I was there. Yeah, I missed you guys during America Fest. But yeah, I've gotten to know quite a few musicians and gotten familiar with the venues, and so I feel like I'm in good hands.
Perfect place for you, I think. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking this time, and you're busy. Obviously, you're getting ready to move. So I've been busy.
I'm busy.
And congrats on the album. It has been so nice to meet you and chat with you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, that was fun. Rosie is a gem. I loved talking to her about the whole punk to country stuff.
Me too.
It's neat.
Well, and when she was talking about the song, Them's the Breaks too, I was like, oh, this totally reminds me of this growing up. And also the punk to country.
Absolutely. The same kind of genre background that we have experienced and growing into the love of old time country and current country.
Yes. So very, very fun to talk with her. And I'm really looking forward to giving the album more spins. So everyone, you should check out Main Attraction. Thanks for listening to Sisters in Song. Follow us on all social media platforms at Sisters in Song Podcast. And follow us wherever you stream your podcasts. If you like our show, please like and follow us on all of your social media. Please feel free to share.